Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I finished my West Coast trip with the Ojai Playwrights Conference in its 25th year. This is one of the last standing such entities which develop unproduced plays from diverse writers, both emerging and established. The first reading, and they are all readings, yes, I saw, has a familiar name. In fact, it has two. The play is called Dog Day Afternoon, yes, based on the Al Pacino film. The other is Stephen Adley Grierges, God, I hope I pronounced that right, a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright who has taken on this daunting task. Here were some 16, I think I counted at one time, excellent actors on stage reading from their scripts with minimal sound effects and multiple stage directions. The star may not be Al Pacino, but he was John Bernthal, a hugely popular TV and film actor. Just ask your kids, they all love him. The show, unlike the movie, plays almost like a dark comedy, almost farcical at times. At least I don't think of the movie that way. The retiring head of the Ojai Conference, Robert Egan, said, quote, "We assemble writers who write about the world we live in," which is a challenge for Dog Day Afternoon, by the way, because it is a period piece. Pre-cell phones, pre-9/11, pre-George Floyd, names like Bella Abzuger tossed in. This one is hoping for a Broadway run, and with some tightening, I think that could happen. But it also got me thinking about the success rate of screen to stage productions. Not so good. Think Breakfast of Tiffany's, The Graduate, Bonnie and Clyde, Misery, Tootsie. Well, this one would need a compelling rationale for relevance, I would say. This has already been a 6-year process on this show, by the way. Many dog days of writing and thinking. Anyway, I wish them all well. Now, another night there, I saw a pair of solo performances. The first is called Suburban Black Girl, written by and starring a highly charismatic young woman named Zakiya Young. Now, at 2 hours, it needs serious editing. She knows that. Hey, it was 3 hours when I first started, she told me. Lots of personal material here and a tad too much lecturing and guilt-inducing. But I hope she keeps going. Zakiya is definitely a name to remember. Better so far is the other one I saw that night called Avaaz, A-V-A-A-Z, starring and created by Michael Sheehan. He has a long resume for a young man, proud of his queerness, which plays a key role here as well as in his life. The piece is very funny. Cheyenne almost qualifies as a stand-up. Well, until things get political and ultimately touching, he's an Iranian and the whole story is about that. Avaaz seems pretty ready to run the play, I mean. Congrats to Robert Egan for his quarter century service in Ojai. I asked him, so what's next for you? Loving my wife, he said. Okay. Back on the other coast, and I am back on the other coast, it's all about fall openings, closings, and happily extensions. Yet another round of new casting has been released for the New York City Center Encores production of Into the Woods at the St. James Theater. Now, Into the Woods has now been extended by popular demand through October 16th. Every week, it seems like, give you another week. Joining the company on September 6th are Stephanie J. Block, she's a big name, as the baker's wife, Sebastian Arcelus as the baker, Krista Rodriguez as Cinderella, Katie Garrity as Little Red Riding Hood, Jim Stanek as the steward, and Montego Glover will share the role of the witch with Patina Miller, Gavin Creel, and Joshua Henry. I don't know who's playing who anymore, but all I know is by this time next week, I will have been into the woods and likely singing its praises. Now, I did discuss screen to stage. Well, the newest stage to hit the screen is the Broadway musical that kickstarted the careers of people like Ariana Grande. Teenagers at the time, she and the others, all starred in 13, the number 13 back in 2008. Well, now a new generation of young performers are tackling their roles in the musical adaptation, which you can find on Netflix. The coming-of-age story created by Jason Robert Brown centers around a 12-year-old whose parents split right as he is about to become a bar mitzvah. He moves from New York City to Indiana with his mom and has to make new friends in the hope they will attend his service and party. Again, that's 13, and it is on Netflix. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, a dedication of a new kind just happened this last week, at least for a playwright of color, it was unusual. That's where the August Wilson House has opened. Now, this is not a museum. Instead, the restored space, it is the playwright's former home, is a community center that will offer artist residencies, gathering spaces, fellowships, and programming for up-and-coming artists and scholars. There's also an outdoor stage behind the home, which is currently showcasing the Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater Company's production of Jitney by August Wilson, of course. Denzel Washington was at the opening day ceremony, and as you may recall, he has pledged to produce or direct every single one of August Wilson's plays for the screen. And in your neck of the woods, finally, more Sondheim abounds, lucky you. A Little Night Music, the 1973 musical by Stephen Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler, is at Great Barrington Stage, getting nice reviews. The New York Times loved the ending of the first act. And the reviewer wrote, "As the principals step forward for the final chorus of a weekend in the country, envisioning their upcoming visit to a grand estate, each carries a revealing and slightly absurd item of personal luggage." Huh. Sounds intriguing. And Jill, I hope more than the locals will pack their bags and get to this one.
Well, that was interesting. I was quite taken by the review. I think.
Yeah, it was kind of mixed, I'd say, yes.
Well, the way that it was headlined, it was more than... It was good. It was like,
absolutely.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, yeah,
it's fantastic. Yeah. Go see it. I don't know, however. So we will see. Are you hearing anything? In other words, in terms of locals, are people coming up to see it?
I
don't mean literally locals. Are people from New York coming up to see it?
I would say not, probably. You know, that's a bit of a schlep. Matter of fact, the man that I interviewed who ran Ojai Conference for 25 years, he was formerly at the Great Barrington Stage. He told me that was one of his previous jobs. I said, oh my God, they have gotten the most valuable player during the pandemic. Done such a great job. So I don't know. I'm sure people who have places in the Berkshires, I've just gotten back, so I don't know who's going where. I don't even know who's going to Broadway.
Right. You'll discover that imminently. There does seem to be, just in terms of adverts, there does seem to be some energy on road companies. So that's...
Well, listen, I absolutely, as you know, I was just in L.A. I saw, well, between L.A. and Ojai, I saw 8 shows, 3 were in. But I saw 5 things in Los Angeles. So are they road shows? Yeah, some of them are. I mean, Moulin Rouge was there. You know, they always keep those things, the Broadway things. I didn't go see those. I like to see the stuff they're doing that they hope will come to New York. And some of them will. I'm doing another one of those this week, actually, that they're going to send me a link to, actually. No, that's an active that I think a lot of cities are back at it. And that's very exciting. I'll get a better sense of what New York feels like tomorrow when I go to Into the Woods. You know, you get a feel. That I know that theater will be filled, but I don't know. I think we'll get some closing notices in the next few weeks.
From summer, do you have anything specific in mind?
To see?
No, to close.
Oh, to close. You know, I've been predicting the Kite Runner's not going to make it, so I expect to see that one very shortly with an announcement. The other ones closing our previously announced old shows, Come From Away is at the end, but that's had a great run. Dear Evan Hansen's at the end last few weeks. That's at a run. Billy Crystal's at an end. But those were all announced. I'm keeping an eye on Funny Girl. You know, they're coming back with a new actress and some new thought behind the production. That may make it through the holidays. I was always skeptical of that one. You know, there are shows that are doing well that I keep hearing about that I'm really surprised. And I'm embarrassed I haven't talked about them more, like Beetlejuice. I forgot Beetlejuice was even here. Apparently, that's almost selling out every show. So I I have to admit, I've never seen it. And maybe I should and see what they're going. You know, I think it's a family show, obviously. And those still do well, the family shows. But yeah, no, there's a, I'm also very curious. I love going to see the ticket booth before the shows to see which shows. And they're all, well, except for the top five or six, they all have half price tickets. Music Man only does when Hugh Jackman's not in it. He was taking some time off this month. And he announces that way, way up front so people know that. Anyway, you know, it'll be an open and close. But a lot of really good things are coming in October. I'm very excited.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.